Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's impeachment trial technically starts this evening, with arguments starting February 8th.
Impeachment managers expected to walk the article to the Senate around 7 p.m. Eastern. After the article is transmitted, there will be a two-week pause to allow the former president to prepare a defense. Once the trial gets underway, senators will listen to arguments 6 days a week, breaking only on Sundays.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Regional stay-at-home orders are lifted in California because of improving coronavirus conditions, and the drug company Moderna reports its vaccine is effective against two new coronavirus strains, and it's working on a booster shot for one of those.
These strains are now found worldwide, but were first identified in the UK and South Africa. Moderna says the vaccine had the same effectiveness against one of the strains, slightly less effective against the other, still above the threshold for working to protect patients.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s, a breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. This clinic is for people in Phase 1A+, which includes healthcare workers, first responders, and anyone 75 and older. The clinic is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring a photo ID to get the vaccine. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says he tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. He tells Alabama News Network he is home in isolation for the next 14 days and is experiencing flu-like symptoms. And Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% in December. That's the lowest since the pandemic began. The Alabama Department of Labor says the numbers are down from November's unemployment rate of 4.4%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union, and that means giving our members access to the cash they need when they need it. Think financial flexibility or debt consolidation. Think dream vacation or large purchases. Think quick online application and fast answers. At Guardian Credit Union, getting a loan is as easy as borrowing gifts. Think personal loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS 912757.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/Straight Talk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. 77 degrees outside. Stock market is down 130 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Joey, how are you today, big guy?
Very happy. I'm doing well.
Man, was that not an incredible game?
Yeah.
I had TB plus 3.5.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are back in the Super Bowl.
So what do you think? And here's something interesting. TB playing in TB.
Yeah.
That's worth some points.
Yeah, first time ever. It's ever happened that they'll have a home game, essentially, for the Super Bowl.
I normally do not look forward to Super Bowls. I will definitely be looking forward to this Super Bowl.
The Chiefs are going to be a tough team to beat, and I had slight hopes when Brady joined the Bucs at the beginning of the year. But I've learned as a Bucs fan, what could go wrong is always a good question.
Yeah, but I tell you what, that third down conversion stuff he did,
yeah,
those were amazing.
They really were. Really,
absolutely
were.
Amazing. So I had a really good time with that. The Bills and the Chiefs, not such a good game, but the Tampa Bay, man, that was good. So, happy for that. So, Super Bowl's in 2 Sundays from now?
Yeah, February the 7th, I believe.
A date that will live in infamy.
And then impeachment week after that.
Oh, boy. Just when you thought it was safe.
Yeah.
272-9228, I have on my... on my wrist, a band that says Power Injectable Port.
Okay.
I mean, they were ready to beam me up here. Got my port put in this morning. and wonderful people at Baptist East at the outpatient surgical center, and my great doctor, Dr. Kupa, he really nice. Everybody was just so nice there. Check-in time, 5:45 in the morning. And when they told me that, said, you need to be here at 5:45, I said, can I get an appointment that's a little earlier than that, please? I said, no, that's our first one. I was just kidding. 5:45 is a little early out there. But went in, got the shoe shine done, and all ready to go and play.
So this is going to be, they just wanted to do 2 days to start it off with?
Yeah, well, they're going to go to a two-day regimen for my chemo. That'll be Thursday and Friday.
Okay.
And first day will be 5 hours, second day will be 4 hours. To show you how old I am and how long ago I did this, when they did mine chemo was 3 hours, and then the FU5 pump was 2 days. Now chemo is 6 hours, and the 5FU pump is 7 days. So they would kick my butt when they did. And that's what they do. They space it out so you don't get as sick and feel as bad and like you're going to do something wrong. And then on me, they split the days because they're worried about hearing and some other things. But I appreciate all the calls and the Facebook messages and things like that, and particularly when you're telling me that you're praying. And if you really will pray, it will help me get through this thing, because it's what got me through this 13 years ago. Okay, let's start out making the audience kind of mad. I don't know what the value is of Mitt Romney in the great state of Alabama.
Well, I tried watching this morning, and I couldn't.
I've had plenty of Mitt Romney. So let's go to Mitt Romney was on with Chris Wallace on Fox Sunday, and he's going to be talking about, of all things, impeachment.
Senator, do you support holding this impeachment trial, and what do you think the rules should be on the length of the trial and whether or not to call witnesses?
Well, we're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice. So I think there will be a trial, and I hope it goes as quickly as possible, but that's up to the counsel on both sides.
You were the only Senate Republican to vote to convict and remove the president the first time. Of course, now as a juror again, I'm sure you want to hear the evidence. But I want to put up what you said on January 6th, the day that the mob attacked the U.S. Capitol. Here's what you said. We gathered today due to a selfish man's injured pride. What happened here today was an insurrection incited by the President of the United States. Senator, it sure sounds like you're going to vote to convict.
Well, there's no question but that the article of impeachment that was sent over by the House suggests impeachable conduct, but we have not yet heard either from the prosecution or from the defense. I'll get a chance to hear from them, and I will do my best as a Senate juror to apply justice as well as I can understand it.
Mitt Romney, would you do something for me? Go away. It's amazing, out of all the things he could be talking about, the way he is talking about this particular thing just is unbelievable. Now, this next one, I'm not sure where Mitt Romney got his law degree. I'm not sure if Mitt Romney has really talked to people like Ted Cruz and some other people, or, say, Dershowitz. But listen to what he's going to say about, we're going to get into the impeachment part in the next one. Listen to what he says about Trump attacked the election. He attacked the election. Wasn't a Russian. It was Donald Trump. Listen to this.
You also, I'm sure, have read that there was a report over the weekend that President Trump was talking seriously at one point in December about firing the acting attorney general of the United States, putting in a new acting attorney general who supported the idea of trying to get Georgia to overturn its election results. Do you think that should be part of the trial?
Well, that'll be up to the prosecutors, of course, but I think it's pretty clear that over the last year or so, there has been an effort to corrupt the election in the United States, and it was not by President Biden, it was by President Trump. And that corruption we saw with regards to the conduct in Ukraine, as well as the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger, as well as the incitation to insurrection. I mean, this is obviously very serious and an attack on the very foundation of our democracy. It is something which has to be considered and resolved.
How about that? Sounds like Mitt Romney doesn't want Trump involved in the party, and so contemplating impeachment where he can't run again. This is what, I mean, Mitt Romney is so self-serving, it is unbelievable. And watching him do this versus listening to him is different. And he has this, oh, gee whiz, I'm just an all-American good guy and trying to fight the bad guys, and Donald Trump happens to be one of the bad guys that are out there. So now we're going to get into impeaching the president when he's no longer president. Now listen to attorney, juris doctor, Mitt Romney.
There is talk among some Senate Republicans about ending this trial on a procedural ground, whether it's even constitutional to try a president who's already left office. And not even get to the issue of President Trump's innocence or guilt. How would you feel about that, trying to end this trial on this constitutional issue?
Well, the Democrats have the majority in the Senate, and I doubt that they're going to go along with that move. At the same time, if you look at the preponderance of the opinion, legal opinion, not by people who are partisan, but by scholars over the years about whether an impeachment trial can and should be held after someone has left office, the preponderance of opinion is that, in fact, yes, an impeachment trial is appropriate after someone leaves office, and that's something I concur with. But again, I will listen to the arguments that are made by counsel on both sides to make a final determination.
Okay, I watch a fairly good bit of news. I'm pretty deep into the news cycle. I have not heard one single scholar, not one, say, yes, you can impeach a president after he's left office, and it's right to do so. But Mitt Romney, preponderance of data that's out there, where does he get this crap? Please, Mitt, go away. Let me go to a break. Coming back, give you another dose of Mitt right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual is just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Morris Corporation South, 567-9000. Our good friends up there, up on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. They've got people coming from Montgomery, from Mobile, Prattville, from Tallahassee, going in and doing business with Mortgage Corporation South. Give them a call, 567-9000. John Williams and the whole gang there. Ashley, oh man, she is great. Award-winning Ashley, we call her. But give them a call. Maybe you have VA, maybe you have FHA, maybe you have conventional. But if you need a loan or you want to refinance your house, give them a call, 567-9000. Mortgage Corporation of the South, the right people for the right job in the mortgage world. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How was your weekend? Good, I hope.
Oh, my weekend was spectacular. We had steak, good football, got Rebecca gave me a little Benji paw cleaner, so you just put his paw down in the cleaner, so when he comes in from running around in the yard, love
it. You had it going on, didn't you?
I know, man. I'm happy. Happy, happy. Joy, joy.
My question.
Yeah?
Where's the evidence that the President Trump incited the riot on to the Capitol?
Because they said it so.
But he didn't say nothing like that. I listened to the speech, and I keep asking myself, how do you twist his words like this?
Well, first of all, you have a first name of Mitt, which you should be shot for doing that right off the bat, and then you have a last name of Romney. I tell you, Mitt Romney just irritates the yeah out of me.
Oh, he's a douchebag. That's what he is.
But what do you really think?
Yeah, that's what I really think. And Mike Huckabee last night, he interviewed Rudy Giuliani. Yeah, Giuliani said he's going to be part of the president's defense team if he needs it.
Yeah, he said it's on standby, right? He said, if you need me.
Yeah, he's pretty much on standby. Yeah, but he said he will be there. So, and he's been sued, too.
Of course.
You know, Rudy is. Something like $200-something billion.
Yeah, billion here, billion there, you know.
Oh, my goodness. And, also, Mike Huckabee, get ready, guys. This is all politics, but there's a new Smoking the Bandit coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with Snyder from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Playing the part of Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, he's playing the part. So, and the name of the movie is Stand on It. Stand on It. So
what do you think about his daughter running for governor of Arkansas?
Well, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, Sarah Sanders Huckabee announced this morning.
Well, I guess I missed that somewhere down the way. But I was gone for a while, too. I was riding, so.
Where'd you ride to and where'd you ride from?
From the house, just riding around. I've got to keep this battery charged up on this bike.
You got to do that.
Yep, got to do that. All right. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, I tell you, going from the weather we've been going to 77 degrees. I mean, that's kind of bizarre, 75 now, kind of dropping a little bit, a little overcast. Okay, Mitt Romney on unity and the Joe Biden herald call of unity. Let's all have unity. Let's use the big U, unity. Let's sing Kumbaya and go unity. Hit it.
In his inaugural address on Wednesday, President Biden made a call for unity. Here is some of that.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural versus urban, or rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal.
Now, some of your Republican colleagues, including Marco Rubio, who's going to be on in the next segment, say that, President Biden has already breached that call for unity with some of his actions, executive actions, legislative agenda in the opening days. Do you see an inherent conflict between calling for unity and a new president pursuing his agenda?
Well, I think it would be unrealistic to assume that that Democrats and Republicans are going to see eye to eye on every issue. There are going to be differences of opinion. That's expected. But at the same time, I think it's appropriate for us to have unity of, purpose, unity of heart, a recognition that we respect each other and treat each other with comity. And that is something which I believe President Biden wants to see. At the same time, I think there are some actions the president is taking that, that are going to lead to some anger and division. I think, for instance, saying we're not going to allow further leases on, government land for oil and gas, that obviously very badly hurt some of our rural communities. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline, that puts a lot of people out of work. Those people are going to be understandably angry. So I think you've got to be pretty careful, even recognizing the bounds of disagreement, to not do things that, incite a great deal of unnecessary anger.
The other thing he kind of messed up on the Keystone Pipeline is a whole bunch of those were union jobs. Those were pipe fitters. Those were welders, union, and their pistola. Why would you take them out? Oh, because there's oil going through those darn pipes. Red Top, let me go to you real quick, my friend.
Hey, good Monday, and gosh, almost hot out here, gentlemen.
77 went a little while ago.
Trees are going to start budding, I guarantee you.
My camellia bush is already has flowers on it.
Oh, I know. And a bunch of them have. You know, they either go right before Christmas or right after Christmas. Mitt Romney. What a pathetic excuse for a Republican.
I'm telling you, I've had all the Mitt Romney I can take.
Yeah, where was the mutual respect and all that when he was dissing Donald Trump? He was just as nasty as anybody on Donald Trump.
Yep.
As was the whole Republican Party. And, the Republicans may need Donald Trump, but Donald Trump does not need the Republican Party. He could do a lot better without him. Am I to understand that John Roberts will not officiate at a Senate trial because he has said that Donald Trump is not president, or am I incorrect in that?
I haven't heard that in a formal basis, Joey. Have you heard it informal?
Not formally.
I haven't heard it informal, but yeah. The reason the Chief Justice is there is because you're trying the President of the United States, not a former President of the United States. And I'm just sorry, Mitt Romney is wrong in what he said. You can go look at the Constitution, and it says the Articles of Impeachment is being used for the removal of the President of the United States. Now, yeah. If they want that to be Joe Biden, I'm all in. I'm all in.
Yeah. Again, it makes no sense, and it's not legal to do this. Period. I mean, they can legally harass Donald Trump all they want in municipal and state courts and all this, but he ain't president no more, man. Can't believe so many Republicans are even standing for it. Very, very pitiful on their part, and, you know, don't like the Republicans as it is. It's not making me like them any better. Very quickly, Joe Biden's first choice of the trip to England is very interesting, if you ask me. The most infected and highly infectious place on the planet right now, for one thing, with the new strain, and to announce his Continental Europe initiative from England that just broke away from him. Seems rather confusing.
That's a good point.
Where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. And the question is, Investors Business Daily was kind of talking about this, is that, you know, is he doing this because he's now the new trade negotiator and he's trying to negotiate trade with the UK? Or is there some NATO thing that we don't know about? You know, what's going on here, Joe?
Yeah. It all sounds so preconceived, and all this stuff is so quickly on the table.
I just wonder how an election that was going to be so close have so many advanced plans, well formulated and all that. And I know, Doc, I just feel the deep state's been planning and working on this a whole hell of a long time to reconnect with Europe and all this. And, you know, Boris Johnson ain't going to reconnect with Europe, nor does he want him to. That's why I like Boris.
Well, they're gonna compare hair notes.
I say, well, Boris Johnson's got to beat a mile on the damn hair note. At least he knows how to mess his hair up right. You have a good day, gentlemen. Roll Tide, go Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. Let's rock and go Buccaneers, Joey. I'm all for them.
I'm really looking forward to this.
That's going to be the best Super Bowl in a long time, guys.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am too. Take care, Settlement.
Touch up. Going to a break, coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228 is where we are. Hey, Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I hope you're doing well.
I am. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Just sitting here watching the time go by.
There you go.
Hey, I just wanted to say we're going to be wishing you luck on your procedures coming up. Me and my wife will definitely put you on our prayer list, and I know everything's going to turn out just fine.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm a big believer in prayer, so people will pray for me. I believe everything will be A-OK.
That's right. That's right. Dan, I heard something on the news this morning. I know you're a math person and are good at it. They said that Biden wants to raise the capital gain tax on everybody to 40%.
I did not hear that. I was in doctor meetings all day.
Okay, well, that's what was said this morning. Now, is that going to affect everybody, 401ks and stock? And how's that going to affect just the normal everyday person?
Well, I didn't see the article, so I'm not sure what they're talking about. If they're talking about, because a capital gains tax is a tiered tax. It's a 10% if you're at a certain number. It's 15% if you're above that number but below another number. And then it starts ratcheting up to 20, and I think it caps out at 22%. So I think what he's talking about doing is taking it from 22 to 40% for the top rate.
Right, right. And what they were saying is that, if I heard these people, it was on Cavuto, okay? So what he was saying, if you had a house that, say you passed away, and you gave it to your siblings, they would have to pay capital gain right then, you know, the 40%.
Well, the capital gains is, Joey just pulled up the article, and I was briefly looking at it. It's for people who earn $1 million or more on it. And okay. Also, if you pass away with a house, your heirs get the stepped-up basis, so you don't pay any capital gains on it.
Okay. Now, if he did that, can he do that by himself? Or?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I was wondering. When I heard that this morning, I was kind of concerned.
Yeah, if he was talking about you selling a home that you own versus you said die and you give it to your heirs. Like I said, if you do that, you get a stepped up cost basis. I do that with clients all the time to tell them to plan for their estate planning so they don't have to pay tax on it. But if you sell a home, you get a one-time home deduction, home ownership deduction. I think it's still $350 in capital gains that you don't have to pay, but not a lot of people are selling homes that they make $1 million on their home sales.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. I was going to ask, could I get into Sweet Creek?
No.
Farm drawing?
Sure. I'm feeling good today. You want both of them?
Yes, sir.
Jim, give me your month and day of birth.
7/11.
Joey, you got that?
Yep. 7/11 for Jim.
He's so popular that he named a store after his birthday.
That's right.
Jim, I want you to have a great day.
Thank you, Dan. And you too.
Thank you. This one we thought it was safe. I think there's one more mid, isn't there?
A few more.
The COVID rescue bill. Listen to what he has to say about this.
Let me ask you about another pressing issue, maybe the most single pressing issue, and that's COVID. You have said that after the Congress passed a $900 billion COVID relief package just last month, that you don't have much interest in passing another Biden rescue plan for $1.9 trillion, more than double what you just passed. Are there some parts of the Biden rescue plan that you could support?
Well, I think that's very possible. Last time around, a bipartisan coalition came together to look at the needs of the American people and came up with the $900 billion plus plan. We'll listen to representatives of the White House today to understand their perspective. But if there are places that we missed in our proposal, we're happy to pick that up. The president wants to extend unemployment benefits. If people are still unemployed, that certainly is something we'd look at. We were of the view last time that states needed help. Some rescue for states and localities that may have suffered a reduction in their revenues. That's appropriate. But the total figure is pretty shocking, if you will. And the idea that we need a stimulus is a little hard to understand because I'm one of those that's convinced that if you want to see this economy get going, we got to get beyond COVID. If we get beyond COVID, I believe that the economy is going to come roaring back and spending and borrowing trillions of dollars from the Chinese, among others, is not necessarily the best thing we can do to get our economy to be strong long term.
The most logical thing that Mitt Romney has said in this entire interview so far. But when did you hear the last one? Let me go to Becky Garrison. Becky, how are you today, my dear?
I am good.
Are you excited about your event for tonight?
I am, and that's actually what I'm calling about. But I wanted to say I'm happy to hear you sounding encouraged about your upcoming treatment. And I think, as you know, attitude is so important. So I think you're giving us all hope, and you certainly will have a lot of people praying for you.
I hope so, because that prayer got me through last time.
Yeah, well, God is good.
And all the time.
He's watching over all of this. That's right, all the time. So, anyway, I'm calling to, well, first of all, say some of these clips you play make me just want to scream.
I know. Take the trash out, like, as they say.
Yeah, it's rough. But we are having, Eagle Forum is hosting an event tonight called We the People, and it's a presentation on the founding of the way our government is set up and why it is so great. And John Eisner will be doing Q&A afterwards, and we will have a few announcements on some upcoming things that we have going on, the small groups getting ready to start. And so this is an in-person meeting. It will be at Bethel Worship Center in Wetumpka, which is where the Wetumpka Tea Party used to meet. It's past Tutwiler, about a mile or two on the left-hand side as you're going up 231. And we will be meeting from 6:30 to 8 tonight. So I'm looking forward to it. Now, you had asked me the other day if Jack Temple video will be recording. This is heavy flu season, and it's a big enough church where we can kind of spread out and, you know, people can wear their masks if they like. But if you're nervous and don't want to come, if you're compromised in any way, we will post this online afterwards. So that's an option for some.
Excellent.
But we really want to see people. I mean, it's just, I feel like we've been so closed off with masks, with being closed up in our homes, and now with, you know, just the pressure of censoring us, I think people are just so hungry to be able to meet in person. So there won't be a lot of hugging going on or handshaking, but it'll just be nice to reconnect with people and kind of start out the new year, hopefully in a new way.
I like that, because you know who wants to keep us apart? It's,
yes,
you know, the body needs to be together.
Absolutely. It sure does. So what, you know, anyone that can come out tonight, 6:30 to 8, and we may even be done early. We you know, I'm really crazy about time, and so we will not keep you past 8. Anyway, it's going to be a great time, and I will call in tomorrow and let you know how it went.
I would love that, and I love the fact that you're going to post it up on the, are you putting it up on the Eagle Forum website?
Yes, it will be, and on our YouTube channel, yes.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Becky, thank you so much. Again, folks, it's tonight, 6:30 to 8. You go past Tutwiler. It's on the left-hand side, about a mile up the road. But as Becky said yesterday, and I didn't realize this, but you have to go down to the turnaround, and you go past it, then you turn around, then come back, and then drive it to the parking lot.
Yep, the church is basically across from Bryson Vet Clinic, Bethel Worship Center.
Okay. Better even.
So we'll see you all tonight.
Thanks, Becky. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, Mitt Romney's going to be asked about the direction of the Republican Party. Listen to what somebody from his own home state says to him.
Finally, Senator, you were flying from Utah to D.C. on January 5th, the day before the attack on the Capitol, when some people who don't particularly like your stand, particularly when it comes to Donald Trump, went after you. Here's an example of that.
When Trump gets reelected, you're getting primaried. Laugh it up.
I'm laughing at you.
Laugh it up.
Where is the GOP now, Senator? What is the balance between the traditional Republicans and the Trump Republicans? And what do you think is the key to where your party goes over the next few years?
Well, first, I'd note that there are going to be new faces that are going to be the spokespeople for our party and their own vision. And that could be Larry Hogan. It could be Charlie Baker. It could be Marco Rubio, who's going to be on in the moment, or Ben Sasse. So there'll be some new faces. President Trump, of course, will continue to have influence. But I think our party is going to return to some of our more fundamental principles, which is fiscal responsibility, believing in the importance of character, standing with our allies and pushing it back against people like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. But I also think it's important to recognize a new strain in our party that's critical, and that is to communicate more effectively to working men and women in our country that our policies are best designed to help them and to give them and their families a better future. That's something I think we've missed. That's something I missed in my campaign. I think that's something that's going to help define us going forward.
So when he says something that he missed in his campaign, is he referring to 2012? And Mitt, you're right. That's the problem, is you didn't communicate that well. But there is a guy who did that you could take some lessons from. His name is Donald J. Trump. And when you talk about Hogan from Maryland, Hogan needs to take a page out of the Donald J. Trump book. I mean, what Hogan didn't like is Hogan didn't like being criticized by Trump for some of the things that he was doing. And so he was like, oh, well, you know, Trump's is wrong. And that would be about all that they could say. But if you're going to rely on that kind of group of people, that's not going to get you there. And Marco Rubio is certainly the closest to anybody that he mentioned to the Trump kind of brand of talking to average Americans. But Marco Rubio is even off on that. He can get a little elitist and a little highbrow there. You need to talk to Americans. And you're going to hear a Frank Luntz thing in a little bit. I mean, that's the problem, is Ronald Reagan did it, Donald Trump did it. There's not members of the Republican Party that can do it right now. Communicate to people like you and me, where they're talking to people where you get the head nod from somebody going, yeah, that's right, I agree with that. It just doesn't happen. And particularly Mitt, you ain't the guy. You ain't the guy. Nobody's going home with you. I'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I hope Mitt Romney does get primary. I hope he loses. Being out of touch with America is a real problem for him. Before I get into the Frank Lawrence, because I want to make sure I have plenty of time to do it, let me get to Kevin McCarthy. And he's going to kind of go through a series of things. First thing, he's going to kind of start out talking about Biden in his first week as president.
As I just look at the first week of this administration, it's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people. You're right that it's America last, but he's now put China first. Remember, this is the same group that called you, me, your viewers, deplorables. Now they think we have to be deprogrammed. The idea that he cut union jobs with Keystone Pipeline and hurt our greatest ally within Canada. But then he's gone even further. The Paris Accord only benefits China. We've lowered more emissions than any country. You could add up all Europe together. And then he goes forward with the movement of not making new American jobs. Remember what he said just less than a week ago about unity? None of those actions have taken place. I'll tell you what would unify this nation is exactly what we're working on, the Republicans in Congress, to get Americans back to work, not 11 million new illegal immigrants having citizenship. What about those 10.7 million Americans who need a job? Or what about getting our kids back in school? Or getting the vaccine to efficiently to every American who wants it. His big program when he was campaigning, on day one he was going to be prepared for COVID. What can he tell us? He can do nothing else. What is his biggest goal? Is actually what the last administration is going to do. 1 million vaccines a day for the first 100 days. And he thinks that's something he's doing.
Right.
This whole thing of the 1 million vaccines a day, Chuck Todd was a whole different Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd is so adversarial when it's talking to somebody conservative versus talking to the Biden people and how much he loves them. So let me continue on with Joe, the administration, and then we're going to kind of get into some other pieces of this, including the Newsom recall.
Well, you know, let's talk about the caravans. Now, how many more caravans can we expect? Is this going to be like 2014 and 2015?
Oh, this is only going to expand. Think about it. You listen to those people in the caravans, and what the last administration was able to do was stop it and get Mexico to do something they've never done before, to not let them even through their country. Now they believe this new president is welcoming in, and that's exactly what he's doing, stopping the wall, telling them to come, because he's going to provide them citizenship instead of providing the jobs to those more than 10 million Americans who are out of work. How much harder will it be for those Americans to get their job? And to think what his administration, President Biden, just said to those union workers that got unemployed, to get another job. To get another job, that's the answer from this administration. There's no unity.
Okay, so, you know, Kevin McCarthy is from the great state of California, where you have one Gavin Newsom. And this recall is starting to really kind of pick up some momentum here. They're getting very close to their benchmark number that they have until March to get to, end of March. And they're very close, so we could maybe hit it by the first part of February. But listen to him, a Californian, talking about Gavin Newsom.
It's interesting that when he said that, I mean, the slap against unions was incredible. But, you know, Congressman, you're from California, and I'm always fascinated with what's going on in California. Now, what's going on with that recall with Governor Gavin Newsom?
Hey, don't give up on California. Remember, we won 4 new congressional seats in California in this last election. And we were able to do it by expanding the Republican Party. But what's happening is we need to get to 1.5 million signatures to recall Gavin Newsom by March 17th. We're at 1.2 million. And we're going to make it. Why? Because of the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy of this governor who, think about what he's done. He tells us not to go to dinner, but he goes to indoor dinner for a lobbyist and doesn't wear a mask. We got a speaker from San Francisco as well, Speaker Pelosi. She tells people they can't get their hair done, but she can. And now we've got a President Biden who mandates us to wear a mask on federal property, except it doesn't apply to him. And he says he's going to unite us, but he does nothing but put America last and China first.
You know, hypocrisy can kind of run amok. Amazon is going to have a union vote here in the great state of Alabama, and Amazon doesn't want them to be able to vote by electronically and by email. They have to vote in person. The Gavin Newsom forces are saying they can't use electronic signature DocuSign for signing this petition. It's got to be an actual your handwriting, not DocuSign. Isn't it amazing when the shoe is on the proverbial other foot, what happens? Hypocrisy, we ain't got enough of it yet. Last piece.
In addition to that, you know, he's forcing upon business owners the obligation to actually sue the government to be able to open their businesses and go to business, which is an unnecessary burden on business owners.
What came up this week is he has this formula of why he's shutting all the businesses down, but he says it's too complex for us Californians to understand, because it's just the elite, the hypocrisy of these liberals. That's why we've got to stand up to it. We need to recall this governor. We need to take back this House. Remember, we're just 5 seats away from winning the majority back. That's why people need to go to takethehouse.com. We will never give up on the fight for all those who feel that no one else was listening to them. What President Trump was able to do, for those that want to join and be a part of it, go to takethehouse.com. And we will make the difference.
I wonder if they can pull this thing off. If the Trump folks stay at home, they're probably not going to be able to. If Trump can get these people energized and they can take over the House, that would be powerful. But then Kevin McCarthy would become the power broker here. And Mitch may have to wait a little bit. Though there are some opportunities. You have opportunities in Georgia. You have opportunities in Arizona. You have real opportunities in New Hampshire. The Governor Sununu, who's very popular, just won a third term, but their term's only 2 years. And the U.S. Senate seat is open in 2022. And the word is that he's going to run. And this is John Sununu's son, very, very popular governor of the great state of New Hampshire. That could be a pickup. If they can come up with a good candidate in Arizona, that could be a pickup. If they can do something about Georgia, that could be a pickup. That'd be pretty darn good. The rest of them are fairly safe, with the exception of Grassley, and nobody knows whether Grassley's going to run for re-election. I think it'll be 195 if he runs for re-election. Going to a break, coming back after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.